And now, it's time for our weekly news round, Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
We are delighted to tell you that on Sunday, the 28th of February, Lutheran Radio UK celebrates 4 years of broadcasting on the internet to Christians around the world. Lutheran Radio UK has been and continues to be an exciting project for all involved. But the driving force behind LRUK is Pastor Jamie Krieger, and we give thanks to God, the driving force behind him in turn, for his services and devotion to LRUK. Our listening base continues to expand, but please tell your friends, download the app, send us ideas, and share the good news of our risen Saviour with all of us here at LRUK. Happy 4th anniversary to us. While on the subject of Lutheran Radio UK, make sure you have a note in your diary to come along to the ever popular and exciting Christian Resources Exhibition, which takes place at London's Excel Centre on May the 17th to the 20th. LRUK will have its usual stand there, as we love to meet our listeners in person, but this year we have arranged for 4 excellent speakers as well. They are Boris Gundjevic from Croatia, who has published 4 books, God in Pain, Inversions of Apocalypse with Slavoj Zivek, published in 9 languages, Evangelicals and Angels with his wife Lydia, on the history of the Lutheran Church in Croatia, and monographs entitled Those Who Are Here Are From Here and Crucified Subject Without Grail. Dr. Robert Kolb, an historian who has lectured at more than 40 educational institutions on 5 continents and at many ecclesiastical gatherings. Bishop Graham Tomlin, Bishop of Kensington, a theologian and author of many books and publications. And finally, Gregory Seltz, the speaker of the Lutheran Hour from Lutheran Hour Ministries. He is a writer, author and evangelist. Come and hear these inspiring people for yourselves at the Christian Resources Exhibition, May 17th to the 20th. One of the oldest churches in the world sustained damage last week in the intensified fighting between the Turkish government and Kurdish separatists. Rocket-repelled grenades destroyed a portion of the wall surrounding the Virgin Mary Church in the southeastern city of Diyarbakir on the 28th of Jan. The Syriac Orthodox Church is 1,700 years old. Father Yusis Akbulut, the priest of the church, was sheltered with his family at his home located on the church grounds during the attack. Violence has engulfed Diyarbakir's Sur district, the location of the church, since early December. The government issued an evacuation order on the 26th of January due to pitched street battles between armed militants from the Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, and Turkish forces. Akbulut, who has overseen the church for 23 years, initially refused to evacuate. He and his wife remained in the building until the 28th of Jan, saying he feared the church would be levelled in an aerial bombardment if it was left empty. We wouldn't have left the church, but when we saw on the street that landmines and rockets were exploding non-stop, we knew that we couldn't stay, he told World Watch Monitor. Our house was shaking and we thought it would collapse. The power, electricity and water were cut off. It was time to go. Akbulut dialed 155, the police emergency line. He was told that his neighbourhood was a no-go area and barricaded off to civil authorities. The operator gave him instructions on how to escape. They stepped out and with waving a white flag, they found nobody was there, but the whole buildings were collapsed, reduced to piles of rubbles. It was like a war zone, he said. Akbulut and his family are staying at a hotel for the foreseeable future. Ongoing clashes in the church's neighbourhood prevent their return. Controversy has followed Akbulut. He has fended off reports from the Turkish media that his church had indirect involvement with the PKK. Turkish newspapers claimed on the 30th of January that a cache of ammunition and explosives was found on the site of Virgin Mary Church. Akbulut said he knew nothing of this cache while he was there and it was likely deposited after he had fled. Syriac leaders blasted the reports for insinuating that their church could have any link to violent terrorism. Pope Francis forcefully injected himself into the US presidential campaign on Thursday, assailing Republican candidate Donald Trump's views on US immigration as not Christian in a sign of growing international concern at the billionaire businessman's election prospects. Trump struck back. No stranger to controversy, the long-time party front-runner in national opinion polls dismissed the leader of the world's Roman Catholics as disgraceful for questioning his faith. He said he was a proud Christian. Francis told reporters during a freewheeling conversation on his flight home from a visit to Mexico, a person who thinks only about building walls, whatever they may be, and not building bridges, is not Christian. Trump has accused Mexico of sending rapists and drug runners across the United States southern border and has vowed, if elected president, to build a wall to keep out immigrants who enter illegally. It was not the first time US allies have voiced concern over comments by Trump. More than 500,000 Britons signed a petition to bar him from entering Britain where he has business interests in response to his call to ban Muslims from entering the United States. British lawmakers decided against a ban as a violation of free speech. Asked if American Catholics should vote for someone with Trump's views, Francis said, "I am not going to get involved in that. I say only that this man is not Christian if he has said things like that. We must see if he said things in that way, and in this I give the benefit of the doubt." It remained to be seen if the Pope's comments would strengthen Trump in the run-up to the November the 8th election. Trump's swipes at rival candidates and heated exchanges with others have bolstered his standing in nominating contests and opinion polls. One of Trump's rivals, Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush, who's now stood down, speaking in Columbia, South Carolina, said he would not question anyone's relationship with God. But Bush, a Catholic, said it only enables bad behavior when someone from outside our country talks about Donald Trump. Trump, a real estate developer and former reality TV show host, said, "If and when the Vatican is attacked by ISIS, which as everyone knows is ISIS's ultimate trophy, I can promise you that the Pope would only have wished and prayed that Donald Trump would have been president." The criminal negligence trial of Nigerian pastor TB Joshua over a building collapse at his Lagos megachurch that killed more than 100 people was delayed Thursday for 2 weeks. Joshua, church trustees and two engineers are accused of criminal negligence and involuntary manslaughter after the 2014 collapse of a guest house in the pastor's sprawling synagogue Church of All Nations, SCOAN, that left 116 people dead, most of them South African. Last week, the court threw out a legal challenge by the engineers to stop the trial, but at the hearing on Thursday, they tried again to halt proceedings. The application should be heard and determined before arraigning the defendants, Judge Latif Lawal Akpo said, adjourning the case until March the 4th. Joshua, a self-styled faith healer with a following across Africa, was not present in the courtroom. The trial has had several adjournments since last year due to numerous legal challenges. A coroner's ruling in July had blamed the SCOAN and the two engineers for the collapse of the six-story guest house, saying the building had more floors than its foundation could hold. But Joshua maintains a mysterious hovering aircraft that was seen over the building before the tragedy, or a controlled explosion, was to blame for the collapse. Despite multiple court summons, the televangelist repeatedly refused to give evidence at the earlier coroner's inquests, causing critics to say the influential pastor is flouting the rule of law in Nigeria. And finally, a court has served a Hindu god with a summons for illegally encroaching on government land in eastern India after a roadside temple was built in his honour, officials said Thursday. Photos in local media showed the summons, addressed to Lord Hanuman, posted on an idol of the monkey god, worshipped for his courage and strength at the temple in Bihar State. The summons was issued after the Public Works Department filed a case against the temple for encroaching on the road, a court official in Rohtas District, who refused to be named, told AFP. The department petitioned the local magistrates' court to have the temple removed for obstructing traffic, but local Hindu groups have protested against the legal action. A local official in Rota said the summons had been erroneously addressed to the Hindu god and would soon be corrected. The summons was meant for the temple management and not the god, Hashim Khan, Rohtas Deputy Development Commissioner, told AFP. Encroachment of public land is rampant in India, including by religious groups who construct temples, shrines and other places of worship on public walkways, roads and vacant land. My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.
On your PC, tablet, mobile phone and internet radio receiver, this is Lutheran Radio UK.